Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Today is Friday, March 13, 2009. We are at the Thukulam Monastery with our regular Friday meditation class. How are you today? Did you enjoy the warm weather yet? Welcome back, our brothers and sisters. First of all, I would like to introduce Brother Luc Tang. He's just back from France on Monday. He will stay here quite long to give us a hand, to support us. And I hope that the Sangha did enjoy the chanting while he leading us meditation. Very holy. So from beginning from next Friday, after the meditation class, I would like to invite the Sangha to stay back for another 50 minutes to practicing the chanting in the new way, because we have the music for the Prajna Paramita chanting. And if it's possible, so every Friday after the talk, and we ask the Sangha, we invite the Sangha to stay back just for 15 to 20 minutes. So Brother Luc Tang will lead us, will share with us how to chant. So every Friday, the first Friday of the month, when we begin our chanting, before we recite the mindfulness trainings, we will practice the chanting. So I hope the Sangha will make another 20 minutes with the Sangha beginning from next Friday. So from next Friday, we go back to our regular schedule. We don't have the chanting after. So we can use the hall after the class. In Vietnamese and Chinese Buddhism, we have a term called Sam Hoi. Sam means to recognize our mistaken, our wrongdoings. Hoi means we make a vow, we make a commitment not to repeat. Sometimes people call repentance or confession. But confession, it's more like you come to another person to request that person to forgive us or to take away the sins from us by the power of that person. But in Buddhism, we don't practice much in that way, because there is no one can take away the sins from us. We are the one who have to make the commitment not to repeat what we have done wrong. After we recognize our mistakes, that is what we call the true repentance, the true confession. Let's say if you come to Thai and you ask Thai, can you, on behalf of us, and ask the Buddha to forgive us? And what about me? If Thai have done something wrong, who will represent Thai and do it? So even myself, I'm still human. I still may done a lot of mistakes in my daily life too, even though I am practitioner. But once we still in this surrounding, in this society, and it's hard for us to, you know, completely away from our mistakes. Sins doesn't mean when you killing people, when you do something, you know, a measure in order to cause sins. But in Buddhism, our mistakes, our wrongdoings, create by three ways: the way we speak, the way we think, the way we behave. Daily mistakes, daily wrongdoings come from those three parts: our body, which what we actions, we behave, we react; how we speak, how we communicate, and how we thought. So somehow, or to recognize our mistake, is not for us to be sad, to live with our guilty. But since we recognize what we have done wrong, and we will make a strong vow not to repeat, not to continue, because we strongly have a good intent to correct. That is called samhoy. That is called confession, if we want to use the term confession, and how Buddhists confessed. You don't need to come to anyone. But if you do come to Thai, or you do come to one of your friends, one of your family, one of your relatives, to express, that means that person will become a person willing to sit there for you to share, to dump your garbage, but not to confess. But you want to release what has stayed in you so long, so heavy. And it is very lucky that we can find someone we're able to express that. In our life, it is the very fortunate for us to find a person that we have trust to share. And we're very fortunate to find a person who are very stable, who have a lot of capacity to sit still and to listen to us. Because that person will sit listening to us wholeheartedly, without any judge. Just sit and listening. Even though maybe that person not yet help us, but at least they have done their best, is to sit there and to listen to us. When we recognize our mistakes, our wrongdoings, we feel heavy inside of us, on our shoulders, in our heart. If we can do something releasing, we feel very light, very much happy. We like to use the term beginning anew. Since that day, we begin a new person, a new day, a new life. Beginning anew is to look deeply and honestly at ourselves, our past actions, speech and thoughts, and to create a fresh beginning within ourselves. When we are practicing beginning anew, that means we have a good intent. We want to change the situation. We want to make our family and ourselves become better. We do not want this situation to stay the same like that forever. So like you come to the meditation class, or you're looking for the Buddha's teaching, you do not need to become a Buddhist just because you have the intent for a new method, a new way to make your life better, to apply the teaching of the Buddha in our daily life more reality. So you're practicing as what? our practicing is also a beginning anew. Because our practice brings a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. So when in us we have a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, we are very mindful on our speech, on our action, and on our thought. And we try to slowly and slowly stop our mistakes. So the practicing indirectly tells us that that person is willing to change. When you need to express our suffer, our anxiety, we come to that person, the one who makes us suffer. First, we water that person. What we call watering. How to water? We need to share our appreciation to that person. For instance, honey, I have learned the story about the angel step out from the portrait, from the picture. You are my angel. You have brought to me a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. And somehow, after work, maybe your workplace make you stress. That's why when you go home, I ask you something and you have answered me in a very bad mood. So sometimes that hurt me a lot. So first, you have to appreciate that person first. Secondly, you express your hurting, your suffer. And maybe that person won't answer you yet. But that person have to learn listening deeply. So even when you share, that person sits still and listening to you, you have to thanks to that person. Because that person learned the capacity, the ability to listening to you. So you both, in that time, you both are practicing. The one who suffer, we need to learn how to speak out. And that person learned how to listening. They are both practicing. And if that person not ready to share, they will try to sometime to reflect back what they have done. And the next day they will come and share with us why they have done that. Practicing of the beginning anew helps us to develop our kind speech and compassionate listening. That's why when we invite the bell, we say body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. All the suffer come from these three parts of the body. The body, the speech, and the mind. If we do not react, we don't action, we will speak. We don't speak, we will think. So that's why if we think we direct our mind to the good, we will think good things, we will speak good things, we will act in a good way. If we direct our mind wrong way, we may speak wrong things, we may react wrong way. That's why when we beginning to chant, the one who invite the bell, invite three sounds of the bell. And the one who using the wooden fish, they will invite three times. That means all the wrong things begin from body, speech, and mind. Now, we have a good intent. We want to transform the situation. We practice the precept, the concentration, the insight. We go back to take refuge in the Buddha, the Dhamma, the Sangha. The very first three sounds of the wooden fish stand for those meaning. during the talk, if you listen, if you hear the sound of the bell, we go back to our conscious breathing. Breathing in, I feel happy. Breathing out, I'm still alive. Breathing in, I am in the present moment. Breathing out, I enjoy the present moment. Breathing in, I'm so happy. I still have good ears to listening to the talk. Breathing out, I enjoy the Sangha around me. If we try to water ourselves with a lot of positive ways, and then it helps us to reduce the mistake too. Because if in you, you contain a lot of good things, a lot of positive things, you feel great, you feel happy, you will reduce the percentage of saying something to make people suffer. You will reduce the percentage of doing something to make people suffer because of our actions, our behavior, our react. So remember that not only once a week or once a month or twice a month you stand in front of the Buddha, bow deeply, or to speak with the master, or to speak with your teacher in order to call confession. But your daily practice already shows the intent of confession. Because once you practice well, and then you will bring the fruit of understanding, the fruit of love, the fruit of love. And since then, you will slowly step away from your mistakes. This afternoon, before we start our meditation class, there are two persons who came here and asked me to help them to burn some of their suffer that they have wrote down on a piece of paper. Because they live in a very suffer situation. They have no one to share. And one day, I have mentioned about if you unable to share with anyone, sincerely, honestly, write them all down in a piece of paper. All your wish, all your wrongdoings, all your recognizations, write them down all, honestly, because no one will read it. So when we help them to release that heaviest things in their, from their heart on a piece of paper, they relieve. And when I asked those two knee down in front of the Buddha with the incense, I say, now you offer the incense of morality, the incense of love, the incense of beginning anew. And the smoke of the incense will help you to connect not only with the Buddha. I say, now you can invite Jesus, God, whoever you believe in. This is only the place to help you to send the letter. You don't need to send to Buddha. Just send to someone you feel you want to share with them. And after that, I have said that Buddha, Jesus, God, can you please accept this letter? The Buddha will accept, will read it, will support, and will bless you. And I ask both of them to bow down three times. And one of them are very beautiful. He wrote a letter to the addict. Dear addict, because they're addicted to many things. They're addicted to alcohol, to drugs, to gambling, to many things. And they say, for many years I live with you. You blind me. You take away from me my lover, my girlfriend, my boyfriend, my family, my youth, my future, my happiness. I don't blame you at all, because I know that I am your victim. Today I burn this letter to say goodbye to you. I do appreciate, because at least I have awake, and you become a great lecturer for me in my life. They burn the letter right at the bell. The ashes still there. So we all can do that. I think a long time ago I have shared with you one of my friends in Vietnam. Once in a while he talked with me and he said, you know, many times when I suffer, I have no one to share, and I have write them all down on a piece of paper, and I burn to my ancestors, to my grandparents, because I know they love me. So when I wrote to them, I feel much, much better. Why can't we do it? If we don't have anyone to share, or we are not ready to share with anyone yet, but we need the treatment right away, then please do that. Because confession means when you're able to release all of your things that have embraced you, that have imprisoned you for many days. You're unable to smile. You're unable to walk freely like a liberated person. You're unable to sit freely. You're unable to enjoy the real taste of the food. And many people, you know, they laugh, but their eyes never laugh along with their smile. In their eyes, we still can see contain a lot of things. In their eyes, we can feel a lot of things still become very heavy, seriously, in their mind, in their heart. Even their step. A person who lives with liberation, with joy, with peace, we can feel it. So remember, nobody have the right to cause a sinner just because we feel unhappy, unwell inside of us. And we have the good intent to release it. We don't want to continue that situation. We want to begin anew. We need to renew what have been so old. If we look back to our family and we found that our family has been in this situation for quite long, and not only just to mention it, but what do you do with it? We have to bring out the solution, what to do. And if we don't try to sit down calmly and look what we need to clear off, what we need to keep back, and how to put everything back nice and neat into their own spaces, then our family, our home become very messy. We don't blame anyone, because every one of us can be the victim of something. We can be the victim of hate. We can be the victim of greed. We can be the victim of ignorance. And with our ignorance, if we don't live with that ignorance, we never done something wrong. The ignorance blind us, the greed blind us, the hate blind us. When we get angry, our compassionate absence, we may say something to hurt our love. We may do something to hurt our loved one. In our thoughts, we may think something very evil. Sometimes we not yet do it, but day by day, we just continue and continue of that thought, and one day it will lead to action. It will lead to the words. Once a while, we read the news. There's a student who came into the college and shot many of their friends in school. Why is that happening? Not only one day. For years, that student have attended school, and that student has been bothered, bugging by many friends around. But unluckily, he doesn't share that with anyone. He cannot release that. He's stuck. And every time when people make him angry, upset, in him, he raised the mind, I'm going to kill them. I wish I have a gun so I can kill them. All of that thought continue and continue arise in him daily or very often. And one day it leads to the action, it leads to the words. And after he has done, he knows he cannot escape. He chooses his way. He kills himself. And that kind of thing happens very often in our war, in our society. So in Buddhist practice, we need to go back and recognize all of that. Even something, you know, very bad in us, we need to recognize that. Why? Because we want to reform. We want to repent, but also we want to reform. We don't want to live in that kind of situation so long. Each of us, we are encouraged to have a notebook. Whatever arises in you, good or bad, honestly write that down. So after you wrote all of them down, when you have a chance to read back, you can see how much that our mind have practiced, how far we have practiced. My God, we have 10 pages of bad things compared to we only have 5 pages of good things. But that doesn't mean to make us suffer, but to help us to recognize, to see ourselves. Instead of speak that out, write that down in the notebook. After you read back, when you calm down, when you're happy back, you read it back, you will hold your heart and say, lucky. I did not say that. Wow. Am I that mean when I get upset? We call practicing of noble silence. Doesn't mean noble silence doesn't mean to show that to people that you are not talking. You do not talk, you do not speak out by words, by sound, but we speak a lot in our mind. It arises a lot in our mind. But because we make the commitment not to speak out into words, then honestly write down what's big inside of us down on a piece of paper, and you will see how we are. We need to honest to ourselves, to be honest, because we really want to change. We don't want to live in this situation. We want to make people love us. We don't want to make people hate us. We can learn from those two persons when they can write down all their suffer into a piece of paper and they burn it. So every end of the month or end of the year, you can practice it. You can write down, and then at the end of the year, you burn it. The practicing of meditation to help us to be mindful with our mental formation. Whatever arises in us, we recognize it right away. This is the good one, this is the bad one. So even in our daily meal and the third contemplation, we have five contemplations before we eat. And the third contemplation is, may we recognize our unskillful state of mind, especially our greed, and learn to eat with moderation. That is the third contemplation. Because when we eat, sometimes we look at the good ones, the good food, we have the greed. Our greed arises. So try to moderate. We like it a lot, but we know a lot of people behind. And look at the tray, not much left over. So just take one piece. So we can share with people at the back. Right at the time we line up to get the food, we can practice too. We already meditate. We don't wait until 9:30 p.m. We go to our room, sit down, close the eyes, do meditation. Right at the time the greed arises in us, we can recognize, is this greed? Already meditation. So one day, the master asked one of the students, why are you sitting meditation? He said, oh, because I want to become a Buddha. The teacher did not say anything. He go out and he bring in the piece of root, the roof tile. You know, the ceramic one, the cement roof tile. He tried to polish. Beside the student who is practicing sitting meditation. And he's a lot of noise beside him. He turned around, master, what are you doing? He said, I try to make a mirror. And the student said, how can it be? You're polishing a ceramic tile and you wish to turn this ceramic one into a mirror? Then he turned around, he said, then please tell me why you are sitting like that and you say you want to become a Buddha. Sitting like that is not to become the Buddha. You have a wrong perception. When you can see your mistakes, you are the Buddha. Whatever arises in you, you can catch it right away. You are the Buddha. You awake everything, every time, every single time, things arise in you. You don't wait until you sit down to awake. Can you see what the teacher means by that? The Buddha is the person who has the capacity to see every single thought in his mind. So every mental formation arises in us. Bad or good, we can see it. We are always using our mindfulness to shine. Near, shining far. Did you remember that song? And if you can see that, you are awakening all day long. You are the Buddha for one day. We are taming our buffalo. Our buffalo, the mind of the buffalo, like to run away from the present moment, the own field. They like to visit other people's field. And we need to tame it. So because in the last couple of weeks we have talked about the 10 great vows of the Bodhisattva. And the fourth vow of the Bodhisattva is to confess their mistakes. And today I would like to explain that sentence and how Buddhists confessed. All the mistakes come from our speech, our mind, our body. And once we can tame these three things, the body, the speech, and the mind, the thoughts, and we are slowly reduce the chance to create the mistakes. Once we recognize our mistakes, we are 50% on our way. And the next step is not to continue. And when you are doing bowing the Buddha, what is that for? To release the pride in us. To release the proud within us. We don't pray to the Buddha. But in that moment, the Buddha becomes the object to help us to direct our mind. That image becomes the raft to help us to across to the shore. When we are not yet, we are not able to calm ourselves yet, what do we need? Chanting. We need to do chanting. Because when we sit properly, we purify our body. When we read the Buddha's teaching, we purify our speech. Our mind, along with the chanting, we purified our mind. So right at the time we are doing our chanting, we purify the body, the speech, and the mind. And once we have peace and joy in us, what we call the Buddha bless. That means the awakening alive in us strongly. We go back to our awakening, our own nature. So remember, when we can release something inside of you, you feel very light. So if you have Thai, well, for you to share, you can share. You know, in our modern society, there are a lot of ways to share with Thai. You can share by an email. You can call in and make an appointment. You can write down on a piece of paper and put in Thai's donation box. You donate your supper. Why not? I sometimes receive a lot of suffering letter from my donation, from the temple's donation box. Donation box sometimes have no money. Only letter to share. You know, sometimes during the Dhamma talk, I have mentioned, I have touched to their wound and helped them a lot. After the talk, they just say, thank you for healing my wound. And they put in the donation box. So once a month, when the temple opened the donation box, not much money, but lot of thank you for healing my wounds. But that also made me happy, because that helped me to see that what I have practiced, what I have shared, have helped others. And I feel that my day has been very meaningful. And your practicing with the Sangha also very meaningful, because you have support each of the individual in the community. We all have the good intent to reform ourselves. That's why we are here every week. Even when we go home, we need to do that. Thank you for your listening and your presence. I hope you all enjoy your weekend.